is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, which is a volunteer police agency, Jay?
That's correct, Phil. We are volunteer. Basically, what we do is just take a peek over the shoulder of the police. That is the motto that we carry on our shoulders. That is embroidered onto the insignia of Citizens Auxiliary Police.
To take a peek over the shoulder of the police. Now, you guys were very impressed with the security at the Olympics.
We were impressed with security. As a neighborhood, and we're really not a neighborhood security organization. We're a lot more than that. So we are a Citizens Auxiliary Police. That is, we are an extension of the police. We take a peek over their shoulders, see how well they're doing. If there's some areas where I think they could be doing better, if there's some areas where we think that we can help out, we'd be very happy to do that.
Now, the security at the Olympics was impressive, correct?
I thought it was very impressive.
And you guys want to extend it now over into the world of Little League?
Well, this past weekend, Phil, Little League started in Southern California. It started around the nation in a variety of spots. But really, wherever Little League starts, we feel that security should be in place. 9/11, as you know, Phil, and as you mentioned earlier in your program, is not too long ago. September 11th, I think, reminds all of us to be on the alert for terror attack. So we are going to be at a variety of South Bay Tri-County Little League stadiums and ball fields and Pony League ball fields, reminding people of their responsibility and trying to conduct behavioral changes with these crowds so that it's safe for people to go out and see a Little League game.
Now, parents, and we know what happened with the hockey dad back in Massachusetts. Parents get very, very involved in their kids' sports.
That's correct.
But to tell them that they're no longer allowed to yell at the umpires.
Well, we think it's important.
But parents like to yell. I mean, when you're talking about yelling at the umpires or yelling at the coaches.
We think it's important that parents no longer scream at the umpires or the coaches either on either of the opposing teams.
Why?
I think probably we're just getting a little bit tired of parents telling the coaches and umpires what to do. Most of the parents don't know anything about baseball. They simply yell things out to hear their own voices sound stupid. And that stops violence right there. So what we're going to ask a variety of the parents at the Little League ballparks that we're going to...
You're
going to
ask parents to not cheer? Or
no, they can cheer for their kid. But when they open their mouth toward the umpire or toward the coach, that's going to stop. We wish that they would do it voluntarily. Obviously, it hasn't happened, so we will stop them from doing it. Number two, the concession stand gets an awful lot of people around it during a Little League game. Why you're there not watching the game, we don't know, but you get your Coke, get your popcorn, and get the hell back to your seat, because people standing around muttering in groups, we think breeds situations we don't deal with.
A lot of times they're just talking with each other. They're talking with friends.
The fact that people are standing around concession stands at a Little League game and muttering in groups, we think, can breed a serious situation. Little League, Phil, is the last vestige of baseball in America. And let's pay attention to it. Get back to the stand. Take your bag of popcorn. Take your Coke. Sit down. Watch the game. Cheer for your kid. Get off the back of the umpire.
Now, if this doesn't happen, you're asking people to leave the ballpark because there were two situations in Hawthorne.
That is correct. We do.
So you ask people to leave the stadium.
That is absolutely correct. The other problem that we're having, a lot of kids on the field are crying because they blow a play. They didn't get the ground ball. We'll take the kid from the playing surface until they pull themselves together. A lot of people are bringing blankets to the Little League games. I never did like that. I used to could never really deal with it. But since 9/11, now there is something I can do about it. If we can prevent people from bringing things into the airports, we can prevent them from bringing them into Little League games. So no blankets, small stuff in. Our officers are also going to stand near the grass. It's what we're trying to do.
You're looking at Little League games the same way that you saw the security at the Olympics. You're afraid of some kind of terror attack at Little League ball games.
Well, I mean, you make it sound as if I'm crazy.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe it isn't crazy, but telling people they can't yell at umpires.
If you're yelling at an umpire, yelling at a coach, it gets into a fight. Get into a fight, you're going to have to deal with us. And we don't want to have to use a variety of submission techniques that we've got to subdue a lot of these parents to get crazy. What we do is a very simple reminder that we're there. and that's just to simply park all of our vehicles on the perimeter of the outfield fence, turn the lights on so that when you see those headlights beyond the outfield fence, you know, the Citizens Auxiliary Police is watching and monitoring the behavior of people there.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Henry Show. The Citizens Auxiliary Police going to the South Bay Little League games. And you're encouraging this, by the way, with the other auxiliary police agencies.
Well, the West Texas Range Riders and the Utah Simulated Police are also involved in some of this.
And this is to control crowd behavior at Little League games. This concession stand thing, you're not allowed to stand in front of a concession stand?
Let me ask you a question, Joe. What do you go to a baseball game to do?
Yeah, but Little League is different.
No, Little League isn't different. You go to a baseball game to watch the baseball game. You don't go there to stand in front of a concession stand and talk and gossip. And a lot of the girls do this because the girls can't play. A lot of the wives, the mothers do this. They stand around. They jam up the concession area. Just get your bag of Skittles. Get your popcorn. Get your Coke, what have you. Yeah, the walk back to the grandstand will do you some good. You know, because we are dealing with the situation. The other thing is during the national anthem, you're going to start taking your hats off. We don't need a mob over at the snack stand. Get over to the grandstand, stand there, and when they play the national anthem, you take your hat off. And we're walking through the stands pulling people's hats if we need to, because I'm going to tell you something, Bill, it's gotten that serious.
You're walking through grandstands pulling people's hats off. Look, I never liked seeing anybody wear a hat during the national anthem, okay?
Thank you. I've never been able to. But
going through the grandstand and pulling a guy's hat off, okay?
Look, Phil, it's Little League, it's baseball. Let's get in there, let's watch it, and let's not conduct any kind of behavior that is going to cause that place to turn into a mob scene or a riot scene. As I tell you right now, if it turns into a mob scene, you're going to have a very, very serious situation on your hands.
Now, we had a call. Were you guys in the stands during Take Me Out to the Ball Game, people singing that?
That is correct. We'll go into the stands.
Well, what did you do? There was somebody who had their arm pinned behind their back.
There was a guy in the stands, Matt. He was saying, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And he had been at the concession stand getting nachos with the cheese on top. And once the field was secure, then we said, start the game. And they got the seventh inning, and he didn't sing it.
So why should I be in the stands singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Seventh inning stretch, Phil. You're supposed to be in the stands singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, not standing jaw-jacking in front of the concession stand. The same thing with a lot of the wives that are up there in the grandstand. Are they watching the game? They're standing and they're talking to each other and gossiping, every other thing that you can do. All we're trying to say is shut up and watch the game. Or you got a very serious situation.
And this is about security. You know, Little League games are the kind of things that people will go to, and...
Well, we got sub-corporals who give people a friendly tug, you grab them by the shirt and pull them up, and...
But the Little League game is a place we ought to go and just relax and not feel intimidated.
Well, I can tell you right now, we don't want people to feel intimidated, but you're going to conduct yourselves at a Little League game like a reasonable human being and not like an animal. Not like you're at a Major League Baseball game. Otherwise, we've got the... this is going to... it's just something that's very important to us. And I've supported a lot of people.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. The security at the Olympics extended now to Little League games. The Citizens Auxiliary Police is not an official police agency, but these guys are a neighborhood group who are clearing out the crowds in front of the concession stand, getting people to stand up for the national anthem, getting people to not bring blankets into the games, etc. And if you don't, they have submission. Obviously, what they're doing is they're apprehending people out there. They have used people. They have used various techniques to subdue people. I'm going to ask Jay, what is a nipple twist?
You use the palm of your hand. You can push the nipple twist, which you just grab the nipple and twist it. It is painful. And
are you using this on men and women?
It is a submission technique, sir. Yes, it is.
So you're going up and you're using the nipple twist on men or women?
Mr. Henry, it is a submission test.
No, I just want to know, men or women?
That is correct.
Hold on. That was the complaint that we got. 1-800-4, and that's if they don't stand up for the Take Me Out to the Ball Game. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Jay Santos with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, a volunteer police agency in the South Bay in California. You want to control people's behavior in the grandstands at Little League games. They can't yell at the coaches. They can't yell at the umpires. They got to get away from the concession stand, not block that. Stand up for Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Stand up for the anthem. And you don't want women talking in the grandstands. Is that correct, Jay?
That is correct, Mr. It's a security, it's certainly a security precaution because the women should be watching the ball game. Without they're up there gossiping in the pedal pusher or the capri pants, what have you, and they're gossiping about what? They should be watching the baseball game, paying attention, and not distracting other people around them with their meaningless gossip about, you know, whether or not one of them had a liposuction or some deal like that. We're just trying to save lives. That's what Citizens Auxiliary Police about.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Sarah, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, it sounds a lot to me like you people are turning into Hitler. I mean, I commend you for making these people stop yelling at the coaches and everything.
Hitler's a guy that didn't like no Jews or anything like that. We got no problem with Jews.
I'm not saying you don't have a problem with Jews. I'm saying you're trying to force people to follow laws that you have made up. The auxiliary police were at the Olympics to protect people, yes, but they were there to enforce the laws that were already in existence,
Well, we find a lot of the laws that are in existence right now are inadequate to crowd control and trying to keep the children safe at the ball game. And what we're trying to do, Sarah, is to, if you go to a game, we want
you to pay... I've gone to plenty of games. I live in Fargo, North Dakota.
Right,
we play baseball all the time.
Do you pay attention to the games?
Yes, I totally pay attention, but some women don't have...
We got no problem with you, Sarah, but any woman I see who's sitting there and saying, where'd you get your liposuction done, my ass got bigger, excuse my language, I didn't mean to say that, but you know what I'm saying.
Maybe they talk like that where you're from, but in Fargo, North Dakota, they don't talk like that. They don't sit there and, you know, talk about...
Let me ask you something. Do you stand up for taking me out the ball game, seventh inning?
No, I don't.
All right, ma'am, I got a problem with you.
I mean,
what I'm asking you to do is get away from the concession stand. Thankfully, you're just a young woman. You probably don't have children.
I actually do. As a matter of fact, I've been married for 2 years,
and I have children, a child. That means you are probably going over to the concession stand, getting nacho cheese chip and that kind of nonsense?
I do that, but I go also watch the game.
All right.
But there's no problem with people sitting there talking.
Are you nursing your child at the game?
Yes.
All right, that is a good thing. We would suggest that you nurse your child in public so that the child is not going to disturb anyone.
But some people find that offensive.
Well,
Are you going to start a riot when people start having a problem with that?
I just want to answer Ms. Janet. I'm not talking about bottle feeding. I mean, she should breastfeed the child in public.
I know. Some people have a problem with that.
I got no problem with it. What I got a problem with is listening to kids scream. All right, so we don't want to hear the kids screaming. We don't want to hear anything that's going to be a diversion away from the game, the chit-chatting, the fact that the people are crowding around a concession stand, individuals who are going to be blocking our access to emergency vehicles. We will remove the child from your breast. There's a problem.
Remove the child from her breast?
Well, we don't want any noise.
All right.
Don't cover up when you breastfeed, as we know there isn't a gun or something under there as well.
Well, right, you have no authority to be doing that because
you're
suffocating people's freedom and their religion.
I'm not suffocating them, and I'm asking you not to cover your breasts up so we know that you don't have a weapon.
You don't want
that
her
my freedom if I want to cover my breast if I'm
right.
feeding my child.
Let me see if I got this right. You want to breastfeed your child in public, but you want to cover your breast up. How does that work?
Because I believe that my body is only for my husband to see, and it's not for the general public.
Ma'am, we are going to have to see your breasts in order that you are not packing any weapon.
I'm sorry.
What are you going to take me to court for? In other words, I'm trying to save lives, and you're taking me to court. When the judge says to me, why'd you have her uncover her breasts? That's because we want to make sure you don't have no weapon.
Yeah, okay. Sarah, thank you for your call.
Wait a minute,
Just never mind. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. That ain't going to happen. Have her uncover her breast.
She just says she breastfeed her child. Okay? Did she say that?
Yes.
All right. Then why is she covering her breast? How do you breastfeed a kid when your boob's covered up? See, you can't answer that, can you? That's the deal.
Well, I don't know how it's done, but I know that they're able to do it. Gary, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How you doing, Phil?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I've got a question for this gentleman. I want to know if he's trying to rewrite the Constitution. Sounds like he's trying to take freedom of speech and freedom of choice out of it.
Well, sir, I'm not trying to rewrite the Constitution. We are very much believers in the Constitution in the United States of America, but we're trying to save lives. We had a, I don't know if you heard of a little thing called 9/11, but they took the wind right out of our sails for that deal.
Yes, sir, and another question. You say you will come and with force take someone out of a ballpark. Do you not think that's teaching the kids violence also?
No, sir, I do not. I think it's teaching the children they can feel secure knowing that if there's someone in the stands who is chit-chatting and not looking at the ball game, they know that Citizens Auxiliary Police is there to make sure that people are paying attention to what the kids are doing. But if we, it's not you. I don't have a problem with you, Gary. You know who it is. These mothers and wives who sit in the stands and they turn sideways on the seat and they start talking about complaining about their husbands or whatever.
Yes, sir, I understand that, but that is freedom of speech. They have the right to do that.
I can tell you right now, there was a child who was standing in the on-deck circle during one of the ball games with a bat, and he felt tempted to just go into the stands and start swinging because somebody was up there talking about liposuction or how they got the fat pumped out of their ass or something. You know what I'm talking about.
Again, I have to ask you to
freedom of speech.
Yeah, watch your language, okay?
I'm terribly sorry.
It is freedom of speech. It is freedom of speech, Gary.
Well, look, freedom of speech doesn't mean you get to sit there and talk about things that are not important. Freedom of speech means you got to talk about important things.
Freedom of speech means you can talk about anything you want to.
No.
That's what freedom of speech is.
No,
when they wrote the Constitution, that's what they meant.
No, sir.
If you don't agree with that, you need to go to some other country like Afghanistan or somewhere where they can't talk about what they want to.
No, sir, you're wrong. You have to talk about your freedom ends where my nose begins.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
I hope you're a little...
Okay, so just...
Your freedom ends where my nose... Thank you very much.
Or you want Al-Qaeda in your lap by the morning. Is that it, Phil?
Al-Qaeda in my lap by the morning? All we're saying is, why can't people sit in the stands?
We're telling you right now it's a distraction, and the distraction begins to, as a distraction begins to encourage a riot situation or an unstable social environment. Got a lot of women talk. Just get away from the concession stand, shut up, don't talk to the umpire, watch the game, and cheer the kids on. And I don't think there's anything wrong with asking women not to bring a blanket in. Oh, they're cold? It's called baseball. Hello. It's springtime. Hello. Summertime. You go to a baseball stand, you need a blanket? What are you, some kind of pussy?
Well, it gets cold at night.
What are you doing tonight? What do you bring a blanket in for?
Yeah, I'm bringing the blanket in, Jay, so I can bring a gun in.
Well, that's what we're trying to prevent.
You got to be kidding me, man. 1-800-449-8686. Ashley, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I believe this fella's kind of crazy as far as the breastfeeding goes. My wife breastfed my daughter.
Well, how's she doing without uncovering her breast?
Well, I don't know if you're a complete moron or not, but whenever you breastfeed, you put the child up there to breastfeed, and then you put the blanket over the woman and the child.
Oh, then how do you do that? How do you do that?
You put it on top of both of them.
If you're going to breastfeed...
It's kind of like a tent. You don't put it between the breast and the child's mouth.
How do you know?
I know because I was there. I helped do it. I'm the one who encouraged it. And I believe if somebody come up and try to grab my wife and expose her, or grab me or my child or my wife, I believe I would have to hurt you.
Well, wait. Look.
And I believe as a former Marine, I would be able to do it.
I can tell you, sir, as Citizens Auxiliary Police, we use submission techniques. I don't think we'd have a problem with you.
Look, let's not get into a violent thing here, okay?
Look, how do I know?
You little police force deal, you little voluntary police force crap.
How do I know that you're
I was in the Marine Corps. I know all that crap you know.
Sir, we have
plus
to check
a little more.
I
don't think you have any right as far as being a citizen and doing my time for my country.
So, in other words, your wife gets to cover up her boob. There might be a gun under there.
Are you a pervert or something? You want to see my wife's boob?
This is like she's out there breastfeeding the kid. I got no problem with that. But she needs to keep the boob in full view.
Why? So some pervert, sick pervert like you can walk and breastfeed my child?
What if she's got a gun? What if she has a weapon?
Why would I be bringing my child?
I'm not saying I don't need to see the whole boob, just most of it.
Or my child playing ball and bring a gun. That's kind of stupid.
Well, yes.
You don't have any kids, do you?
Do you think they're going to fly a plane in a building? No.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Citizens Auxiliary Police controlling people at Little League games on the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Jay Santis from the Citizens Auxiliary Police about securing Little League games now that we're into the Little League season, the same way they secured the Olympics. You're talking about women breastfeeding their kids at Little League games. Repeat to the audience what you just said to me during the break.
Phil, we had inside information that one of the hijackers was a Arab woman who was breastfeeding a child.
She was breastfeeding?
That is exactly correct. Okay, now, you see, when you bring out that information, all of a sudden I'm not such an ass like all of the people who are calling in want to believe I'm an ass. Okay, so now, when we talk about checking women that are breastfeeding, I think it's very important. We are doing a very quick cursory search. We do use our hands, but we are not looking for anything other than to make sure that there is nothing else in there other than a baby's head, a breast, and yes, a nipple.
This is, you got to understand something, man. As much as I would think you're trying to help my safety, for you to stick your hand into my wife's blouse and...
We are looking for a weapon, Mr. Henry. We're looking for a gun, just like the Arab woman is breastfeeding a baby. And
I don't know where you get the information there was an Arab woman breastfeeding a baby on one of those planes.
Well, that's what we were given to understand.
Where'd you know that?
I'm sorry, sir, I can't divulge our sources.
You can't divulge your...
No, I can't. I would suggest you just move away from this line of questioning now, Mr. Andrew, because you're beginning to get into some security issues.
No, I want to know what...
I will not answer your question, Mr. Andrew. I'm now telling you to move away from this line of questioning.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Matt, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have two sons of my own, both of which were breastfed. My wife had specifically designed clothing and other garments that she could keep herself completely exposed, completely clothed whenever she's breastfeeding my child. I mean, when we're out in public or anything of that nature.
Right. But if somebody
needed to be taken, and if you're looking for weapons or something, they do have something they call a wand, you know, that will pick up metal objects, which can, you know,
but
a
you
foot
don't
away
know.
From the body.
I, that's true.
Something
but you
up.
May be picking up the metal from her brassiere, or you could be picking up metal from a clasp that she's wearing, something like that. A hand
okay.
check is the only
let,
way
let
to
me
do
put
it.
This way.
And
metal in a brassiere, whenever women are breastfeeding, 9 times out of 10,
there
the bras
that
are specifically made for breastfeeding do not have any type of underwire clasp
they
or
do.
Hook.
They
have
underwire
buttons.
Because they make them look like they got larger breasts with the big kind of underwire brassieres.
Most
okay.
of those do not have. I looked for them, man. I put out $40 every time she needed a bra. I looked to find an underwire. It ain't there, bud.
Sir, I can tell you this much. The wand that you're talking about is expensive. Citizens Auxiliary Police, we used up most of our money. We did it. We had a poker game last week because one of the guys was retiring. But we don't have the money this week.
Well, I know my wife is first degree
black belt. Wait a minute.
Myself, I am a brown belt. If you walked up and touched my wife, you would thoroughly get your ass whooped. Pardon my French.
Well, hold on. That outfit that your wife wears says like the type of outfit that an Arab woman wear. When that plane went down. Now I am.
Wait. Are you?
Man, I'm breaking up here. I'm losing my signal.
Yeah. Okay, Matt. Are you telling me that there's a woman breastfeeding a kid at a Little League game and she might have a gun
or a bomb?
Or a bomb. And you're going to go up and manually examine her breast to make sure that that isn't in there?
You know a better way of doing it.
How about the wand the guy was just talking about?
Because I told you those wands, which are the security wands, they're used at airports. Cost somewhere from the neighborhood of $90 to $120. We use most of our ready cash and a petty cash for a going-away party for Sub-Corporal Johnson, who retired last week. We had a poker game.
So you're out of your money. You don't have any dough this week.
Not until we start collecting our dues, which are not due until, what's the date now?
March 5th.
See, we had just collected our dues March 1st.
Well, where's your money?
That was the poker game I'm talking about.
So now on March the 5th, you're out of dough, and for the next month, you won't have any money.
We won't have any money for the wand, no. Unless I can get it from my wife, but she's not talking to me right now. But what I'm saying...
So your wife isn't talking to you, so you won't have enough money for the wand, so until the end of the month...
Yes, Mr. Renner, what I'm trying to say to you is until the end of the month, we are going to have to continue to conduct manual exams. We do a very gentle nipple twist if we have to.
Why?
We have to see if there is lactation. And the fact is our dues aren't due until March 1st, 2003. So
So the annual dues that you guys collect once a year.
Yes, sir.
You blew on a poker game for some guy that's retiring.
You know, sir, Mr. Anybody's talking about Nazi Germany. I'm not supposed to have a good time.
Okay, whatever. 1-800-449...
Well, no, I want you to answer that question.
No, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Max, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I don't even know where to begin with this guy. I guess my first question is, how do you compare an international, worldwide event like the Olympics with a Little League game?
Sir,
how do you make that connection?
Any public gathering where there are numerous people, our target. President Bush said to be on alert. And we are going to be on alert. Now, the first thing I thought, I was driving by Little League Field about 2 weeks ago, and I seen that they're having opening day, and I thought, right there, right there.
Okay, so what you're actually trying to do is you're trying to imply that a local Little League game with a bunch of kids is of equal importance to a group of terrorists as
Al-Qaeda,
the Olympics.
I'm saying Al-Qaeda could walk in a Little League game, especially when they're doing a doubleheader, which we have on Saturdays. We have late doubleheaders on Saturday, and Al-Qaeda could go in a Little League game and blow himself up.
Okay, but you see, then what you're saying is that you are prioritizing Little League baseball over everything else because...
I'm just saying it's one of the areas in our neighborhood.
Yeah, but see, what you're saying is that all it takes is a little group of kids, and that becomes terrorist activity. That gives you the right to put your hand on a woman's breast who is breastfeeding a child.
I'm saying... You know, what? President Bush said we need to be alert. What are you? What are you?
President
what are
Bush
you doing?
Asked us all to use some common sense.
What are
you
doing?
Seem to be failing to
what
do.
Are you doing? We're out there. You seem to think I get my jollies. We're out there.
Well, the guy just said it. You're going to Little League games looking for Al Qaeda guys to blow themselves up, and you're putting your hands on a woman's breast.
And you're saying because I'm getting my cookies that way?
Well, obviously, what could you possibly be doing?
I'm checking to see if there's a weapon underneath the kid's head.
Why would you think there was a weapon underneath the kid's head?
Sir, as I was saying, one of the Arab hijackers might have been a woman breastfeeding.
Okay,
how do you
that's
know,
the information
how do you
that
know
you
that?
Claim to have
yes,
from
sir.
A source that you refuse to divulge,
I cannot,
which means
I cannot divulge
you could
that
have
source.
Made it up. For
sir,
all that, do you happen to know
do
that
you know
one
that
of the
there
terrorists
was
also
Arab?
A German shepherd carrying a milk bone that had a bomb
well,
in it?
Well, if
know
you
that,
want
sir.
To be perverted, you can be perverted. Okay, you're talking about being pervert.
No, what I'm asking
no,
you is how
pervert,
you can
now.
Possibly compare.
You're being a pervert.
I'm being a pervert?
Yes, sir, you are.
How am I?
A German shepherd? Connect the dots.
Yeah, but see, I can't divulge my source, you see.
No, but you know, all of your perversions are
right,
taking us away from the point. We keep a file of photos of breastfeeding women who are possible terrorists.
Right.
Because we're...
Oh, come on, will you?
What?
What? What? You're putting your hand on a woman's breast.
Phil, I'm going to tell you right now, and I've known you, and I've listened to your program, enjoy it. If your wife breastfeeding the baby, and there's a gun under between that kid's mouth and your wife's nipple, and suddenly you got an entire team of Little League ball players dead, 9 corpses out on the field, another 9 in the dugout, and 1 dead one on the on-deck circle, how are you going to feel as you see a woman fleeing the scene with her boobs, not exposed, and they should be exposed, and a baby just she's carrying that she doesn't really care about.
I'll feel bad.
Thank you.
But I'll feel bad, okay?
All right, thank you. That's what I'm looking for.
But I just think it's implausible. Here is James on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, Mr. Santos.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Let me explain something. My name's James Short. I'm a former United States Marine Security Forces individual. I almost died twice defending this country. Do you understand the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution?
That's the right to free press.
No, that's the first. That's the First Amendment.
The right okay. to the right to religion. The right to free.
Right to privacy.
The what?
Privacy. Privacy. Let me tell you how many times.
What's the right to free press?
That's your First Amendment. How many times did you?
How do you know?
Probably because I studied the Constitution. Now, let me explain something to you. I've almost died several times for this country. The day you laid your hands on anybody in my presence who was breastfeeding is the day you would have your arm broke off and crammed into a orifice.
Oh, that's a whole lot of big talk. We would use a submission technique on you.
You obviously do not understand terrorism at all.
Oh, I don't know. When you do?
Oh, yes, I do.
How
I'm
do you know about it?
Expert, sir.
How do you know about it?
Oh, how do I know about terrorism? Would you like my resume? I'm a former security force officer who was trained in terrorism. I was in Daharan.
What's that got to do with it?
I was there.
Are you listening to the, what's that got to do with it?
The citizens auxiliary police believe that the nipple twist is the best way to know whether a woman is lactating. What's that?
You don't need to know if she's lactating. You do not need to know if a woman
is lactating. Yes, we do need to know if she's lactating. What if she's not lactating? That's a phony kid she's breastfeeding.
Sir, if you believe a woman has a phony kid underneath her, you say, ma'am, could you please show me the child? She breaks out the child.
And what if she says,
child, you have a problem.
What if she refuses? We could take you down with an ancient art of Japanese. Let me ask you something, James.
If she's going to refuse to show you the baby, you don't think she's going to have a problem with you feeling on her breast? Hello? Common sense.
Look, James, I believe you've got security training, but I wonder whether or not you would be able to hold up to someone twisting your nipple.
Sir, you know what?
That would be painful.
Look, I could hold up to anything you brought at me, okay?
Oh, that's painful.
A lot harder and a lot better. That's first of all.
What?
Second of all, this isn't about me. This isn't about me, and this ain't about you, how you get your perversion and get your kicks. This is about people's rights.
Wait a minute. I want to ask you, the woman, what do you think she's got under there if it's not a real kid?
They've got these dolls that fake like they're sucking on a nipple. They're plastic dolls.
Sir, when you ask her to show you the baby, can't you tell if it's a plastic doll or not?
I've got one of them, in fact.
You have one of these dolls that suck?
Yeah.
Why do you have one?
We need to see it.
You need to see it. Get a load of this guy.
Both of you guys can go straight to hell for what you're thinking.
Let me just explain something to you. This is the United States of America.
It's a known fact more and more women are being used in suicide bombings where they use those sucking dolls.
Hello, they've been used for years. The only reason all of a sudden you care is because of 9/11. They've been used in Vietnam and before.
I've got one of those.
Welcome to America. We have the right to privacy.
I'll tell you what,
that
right
now. That is what makes America great.
Well, maybe you wish you had one of those sucking dolls. Because I'll tell you right now, they suck more than nipples.
Man, you got real problems.
Right?
That you carry a badge and a gun. That's what scares me.
I do carry a badge and a gun, but it's illegal.
Swings into action.
That's what scares me.
Maybe call the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers.
Are the citizens auxiliary police?
These are the stories of the men whose training.
That would give somebody like you a gun and a badge has some serious problems.
State law.
Thank you.
I got one of those sucking dolls, too. This guy's talking about securing Little League games in the Olympics, and it devolves into a discussion of how is the best way to cop a cheap feel at a Little League game. Phil Henry Show.
This is the Phil Henry Show.
Take some phone calls here. 1-800-449-8686. Where are we at? Chatsworth, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Mr. Henry, how are you doing?
Good.
Great show as always.
Thank you. What can I do for you?
I read in the newspaper that you have a deal with NBC. And I wanted to inquire about the possibility of, pitching some ideas, working with you.
Well, no, that's not how it works, pal.
By the way, I have been on your program before, so I don't know if that, makes any difference.
No, I recognize your name, but that's not how it works. The way it's done is...
I think I've been a major influence on your show.
Yeah, I understand that, but it doesn't just... I don't just take a collaborator. I got to write a script, okay? And the best way for me to do that is with a professional television writer. Have you written TV before?
I've pitched a few ideas.
What do you mean you've pitched a few ideas? Have you written television before?
I've pitched.
Well, whatever that, I pitched too, man. I had some malt liquor one night.
Jesus. Look,
look, kid, you're the one wasting my time. I'm not wasting your time.
Well, I mean, with jokes like that.
Well, what do you, you called me.
Well, I said I pitched, meaning ideas. You go, I pitched too. Hey, Mr. Hendry.
What?
I pitched a tent. So.
Okay, you want me to hang up on you?
No, I happen to have some ideas that I think would be good for you to go to the network with. That's all I'm saying.
Like what?
I think the first thing you need to do is you got to appeal to an audience, a 25 to 54, 18 to 34-year-old audience.
What do you got?
Goth Cowboy. Goth Cowboy is about a guy...
What is it?
Goth Cowboy.
The name of it is Goth Cowboy?
Yes.
And what's that about?
It's a guy who herds cattle but also wears a cape and listens to Robert Smith and... It's a very interesting, it's an implosive Western, rides a black horse.
With a lot of red lipstick?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
How'd you guess?
Oh, I don't know.
That's exactly what I'm thinking of.
Great. Goth Cowboy, and I'm going to go to the network. I'm writing a comedy, okay?
Horse wears lipstick, too.
Is this, I guess this is supposed to be funny.
Well, frankly, I see it more as a drama, but what the point that I'm making is I think you need to sculpt whatever you're doing in keeping with the demographic.
Goth Cowboy, man, ain't gonna sell. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, well. Excuse me, Patty Chayefsky.
No, it's not that I'm not Patty Chayefsky. I'm just saying. Goth...
Excuse me, Mr. Serling. I didn't know that you were,
Okay, you don't have to be sarcastic. I'm just telling you that...
So why do you think it won't sell? Do you know all about TV? You know all about TV?
No, I do not know all about TV. I know that I'm good with creating characters, okay? Some guy riding herd on horse on... What is he...
No, it's not horses. He herds cattle.
Okay, some guy herding cattle in a cape with red lipstick.
All right, look, can I throw another one at you?
Oh, come look, man. If you're going to waste my time...
Can I throw another one at you?
Go ahead. What's it called?
Cobain for Hire. Now, the ghost of Kurt Cobain comes back from the dead and walks the gritty streets of Seattle with me fighting crime.
Cobain for Hire.
Yeah.
So, it like Spencer for Hire, except he's a ghost.
Yeah, he's the ghost of a former lead singer of a band.
Okay, so Cobain for Hire, and you say walks it with you. Are you the star?
Yeah. Kurt Cobain, well, it wouldn't be really the Kurt Cobain. We could get... Who looks like Kurt Cobain after someone blew his head off? Oh, Kiefer Sutherland, we could get...
Okay, look, man. Cobain for Hire is about as broad and accessible as Goth Freakin' Cowboy.
Jesus, you're real over the top today, aren't you?
I'm just saying don't waste my time. You had another idea. Bud told me you had another... What is the other one?
Virgin Hunter.
Okay, what is that?
Virgin Hunter. I'm thinking of how I want to pitch this.
Yeah, okay.
Have you ever seen Crocodile Hunter?
Yeah.
Okay, we look for virgins. And I go, oh, as a virgin. And then I spread her legs and I look to see if she's really a...
Okay, thanks a lot. Goth Cowboy. I like Cobain for Hire, though, frankly. I think that's...